Attitude Broadcasting presents BSS Carolina with your host, Rocky JPP. Not only are you a giant, but you are a dummy giant.
Giant dummy.
You'll be in the same unemployment line as Steve Clifford. New job. Release Roberts. Linsanity's a hornet. Think all those hockey experts. Easy.
You know who the next Jordan is?
LeBron.
It's not his fault.
It's just because I like playing devil's advocate.
Never again.
Hall of Famer.
Tannehill.
Game over.
Don't worry. I'll wait.
We've all said it. None of us are hockey experts. I guess we are. We're beating hockey experts.
And big shot.
PJ Harrison. Rudy Gobert. JPP. What a ding-a-ling.
Linsanity.
I said better. I didn't say good.
Roy Hibbert.
What a ding-a-ling. If Duncan gets the 7 rings, not his fault. With Jordan.
You got plenty of money. Get you a driver.
Bump that. Side pieces. Side pieces. Ronda Rousey.
You can listen to the show on Stitcher, Spreaker, iTunes, and iHeartRadio. And follow us on Twitter at BSS Carolina. Welcome to BSS Carolinas. I am Rocky. Joining me today on today's show is BBB, Beautiful Big Shot.
What's that?
And the real Scott Ely.
What it is, gents and ladies.
Where's the ladies?
I don't know.
Oh, watching on Periscope.
They're on Periscope.
Our Periscopians.
You're a Cowboys fan. I thought that went into the ladies category.
Enjoy your 2-14 season, buddy.
Be better than the Cowboys. That's all that matters.
Shot.
They ain't happening.
Fired.
They ain't happening. There's no way you guys don't have a better record than us this year. No way.
You want to make a bet on that?
Sure. What we're betting?
Six pack of beer.
Better. Oh, that's easy.
Nice.
All right.
We got witnesses here.
A six pack.
We
of
have
beer.
It recorded.
Right. No, that's fine. Six pack of beer. The Eagles has a better record than the
and
Cowboys.
And that includes if what? They have the same. If that includes overall, say if they go 10-6, but the Eagles have a better divisional rank.
No, they automatically win. You mean if they tie?
If they tie.
It comes down to division record. Yeah,
I don't want you backing out because
me backing out.
Yeah,
I don't want you backing out.
This
is a shoe in.
I don't want you backing out because it was a tie, so it doesn't count.
This is a shoe in. All right, this is almost like Hillary winning this. It's a shoe in.
Yeah, this is a shoe in for the Eagles.
Yeah, no, it's no way to shoe in for the Eagles. Anyway, welcome to today's show. There you go. You heard a bet already on the show. But six pack. I just want you to know I don't like cans. I like bottles. I'll tell you what kind of beer. I don't want no cheap. This isn't Coors Light beer.
Yeah, this is Winner's Choice.
Old Milwaukee's.
Yeah, Winner's Choice, not Loser's Choice. All right. So we'll
put that out, of course. It's
so we'll go back to this. I'm glad I recorded this show today. Because I am making sure I win this bet.
So
this might be a second bet.
See, this is fun when you have division rivals and fans of division rivals in the booth together battling out, making bets before the season even starts.
Yeah. You see, Melting Pot wants us to play Madden, and he wants us to be in the same division. I'm like, I can't do it. I can't do it.
Why not?
I can't do it. I can't do it. I can't play with the Cowboys against the Eagles.
You got to, man.
I want to remain friends.
Hey, it's nothing personal. It's all business on the field and off the field. We can still remain buddies.
Now, a bet that would have been great would have been what game Tony Romo goes down.
Oh, I mean injured.
I'm sorry. I know he goes down every night.
Okay, like Sam Bradford. Like Sam Bradford ain't going to be hurt. Okay.
It's okay.
The bet is who goes out of the season first, Bradford or Romo, and what number of games?
Bradford in 4 games will be out.
Ooh. It's okay.
They still have backups. So we got a backup. He's a rookie.
You care to try to jump in on that Romo in any games?
No, we're already good. We already made our bet for beer.
He better be playing with the first string offense because he's gonna get a lot of practice.
We'll be fine. Don't worry. We got a running back. Hopefully he's healthy and not in jail. We'll be good. Anyway, let's get to what America's been waiting for. The Summer Olympics begins tomorrow, August 5th through August 21st in Brazil.
It kind of kicked off yesterday with the women's football. Yep. The U.S. women won 2-0 over France, got all 3 points.
When did they already start it?
I don't know. This Olympics has been crazy. They haven't even had the official opening ceremony, but they went ahead and had some football matches. Germany was really impressive over Nigeria, 6-1. Canada beat Australia 2-0. So the women's football has already taken off.
I have to address something here. I meant to address it when we did Dummies of the Week. On the Rio Olympics page, if you go, the Rio 2016 games will provide the best possible environment for peak performances. Athletes will enjoy world-class facilities, including a superb village all located in one of the world's most beautiful cities in a compact layout for maximum convenience. Okay, that is on your front page of your website. But then, where do I see the basketball players? You know where the basketball players are staying for the men's U.S. Olympic team?
Where are they staying?
They're staying in a yacht. Okay? Not even any of the rooms or anything. They're staying in a luxury yacht.
Luxury cruiser yacht with a casino, basketball gym, decked out penthouse rooms. Supposedly, this yacht can fit 246 people. But, you know, the basketball teams have their families and everything on there.
Sure they do.
A lot of them, did bring their families, as I'm reading it.
Sure they did. I highly doubt that. Party time. They're in Rio.
To avoid filthy Olympic digs. What they're doing.
I don't blame them.
Why Andrew Bogut, who is playing for Australia, is covering his everything he can. Who's the NBA star, by the way?
NBA star? He's a player. I wouldn't say NBA star.
I guess the definition of star
He's an Australian star. He's a star in his country.
He's probably the most famous athlete to come from Australia.
Cole Might will throw another shrimp on the barbie here.
Right.
But no, they're staying in a yacht. And you got all these other athletes staying in places.
I want to be at that party. I want to be at the yacht party.
Can I come stay with y'all on the yacht? I mean, but the NBA players are well paid. They have owners that have their best interest at heart. And these Olympians that do these sports that don't pay crap. Unfortunately, y'all got to go live in the Olympic Village. Have fun. Or if your country ain't dishing out the money
look at this thing. This is like a cruise ship, man.
So they rented it, right?
Yes.
Okay. I thought they were just going to buy it, chip in, just buy
you know,
it.
But my point is, did y'all hear what the mayor of Rio said about the Australians, something about we're getting them a kangaroo or something?
Look, they already stole their Zika outfits to protect them from the mosquitoes biting them, and they took a laptop out of their room, too. The village wasn't livable or ready for them to move in when they first arrived. It's a mess down there in Rio.
Come on, man. Or yacht.
I would have boycotted the Olympics. I mean, I'm surprised other countries haven't. Some countries, it's a step up from theirs, but come on.
Well, and what I feel bad for are the people that work 4 years to get to this point, and that this is the highest they'll ever get in their career. But NBA basketball players don't care. They're going back, and they're trying to win NBA championship next season. That's the big thing for them. So, I'm just saying, feel bad for the ones that actually work, you know, every 4 years.
And they have to live in Olympic Village for the next, 2 weeks, 3 weeks?
Yeah.
Right.
Good luck.
Yeah, and so we'll see. I'm trying to see the list of schedule that comes out. But tomorrow is your opening ceremonies. Is there any certain game, certain event you're watching? You can't wait to watch.
Table tennis.
Why am I surprised?
Is there actually table tennis in the Olympics?
Yes. Yeah.
then it's huge.
No, I'm not watching. I'm not watching the Olympics.
You got archery, athletics, whatever it is. Badminton is in the Summer Olympics. Basketball, beach volleyball,
the
boxing.
Beach volleyball, the women in those little outfits on the
in
sand.
Brazil.
Yes,
canoe slalom, canoe sprint, cycling. Cycling is always fun. Diving, equestrian, fencing, football, golf, gymnastics, handball is in the Olympics. Hockey, judo, modern pentathlon.
Hockey's not. In-
Yeah.
The hockey's not in the fall.
That's what I thought. All right.
It's not in the Summer Olympics.
It's the Winter Olympics.
Yeah.
Why is it not showing? All right. And not all of these are. Shooting is, swimming is, table tennis, volleyball, water polo is always fun to watch. Wrestling is in this one. No, it's got hockey here, but it's got ice hockey in the winter sports.
They might do field hockey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what you're talking. That whatever hockey that is.
That's field hockey.
Is that field hockey?
Yeah.
All right.
As I'm reading some of the stories, a Japanese gymnast ran up a $5,000 phone bill for roaming charges because they were playing Pokemon Go.
Yep, I meant to tell you about that story. I forgot to mention that one. His carrier lowered it to $30.
Okay.
But he spent – just a word of advice. You go to a different country, turn your phone off. Unless you got Wi-Fi.
Don't have the Pokemon Go app. Leave the Pokemon alone.
Shouldn't you be psyching yourself up for, you know, the next 2-3 weeks?
Yeah, but you're in Rio, man. You got to find a Pokemon. How many times you go to Rio?
Don't they got no Pikachu in Japan?
They got certain Pokemon for certain sectors. So if you don't go to Rio, you can't get that certain Pokemon. Like LeBron, he's trying to catch that Michael Jordan Pokemon. We'll see how that goes.
So, are you on try to watch any of the anybody on try to watch any of these games?
Nope.
Oh hell yes!
Yeah,
as much as I can, what I can take of it.
All right, let's get into college football. AP unveils all-time rankings of top schools. You know, I don't know if you guys checked that list out.
I heard the top five. It was Ohio State. I think they said Ohio State. Who was second? Michigan, Notre Dame, Alabama, and USC, I think, were the top five schools. And, I mean, I'm not a big college football advocate or even claim to act like I know a ton about college football. I know Notre Dame ain't won a national championship in, since I've been watching college football.
Neither
That's
is
what
Michigan.
I do. Michigan won in the 90s. That Charles Woodson team won.
One.
Hey.
Hey, one's better than nothing. They've always been one of the top programs, though. I mean, you know.
In the 50s?
No, I mean, 80s, 90s, 2000s. They've, you know.
Well, because they're in their own conference. I mean, they should be a top program if they play in their own conference.
I'm not defending. I'm trying to. I get there's not a lot of other dominant teams over the last, 50 years?
I mean, can we give Florida State a little
love?
Was
Miami in it?
No, Miami and Florida State and them weren't in the top five. They're probably in the top 10.
Miami fell down.
They're probably in
the
top
10 years.
I mean, Nebraska was like sixth.
But how many championships did they win?
Miami?
Within the last 20 years, though.
Miami has won a ton of national championships.
Exactly.
Three or four.
Florida State has won a few.
State
Nebraska
won a
was dominant in the 90s.
No, Nebraska's a dominant team. Florida State.
That's what I'm saying. How can you put Michigan over some of these other teams?
Because look who does ratings. Let's get into the SEC. The East, you got Florida, Georgia, Kentucky, Missouri, South Carolina, Tennessee, and Vanderbilt.
The booty division.
And on Monday's show, the Rule of Three, we will break down a little bit of the SEC East or the SEC with Jeffrey. Let him get his thoughts. The booty division.
The booty-o division. Come on, you know it.
Who wins the East? Do you want me? You want me to tell you the schedule of anybody? Or
I can tell you just. If I have to put my money on anybody, I'll say the Florida Gators, just because they got the most. They still have talent. They didn't have big changes like South Carolina, USC, head coach and change. University of Georgia, head coach and change. And those would be the only other two schools I would say would be able to compete. So I'm going to take Florida. The Gators win the East. Missouri was winning by default, but Missouri's program has taken a few steps back since Michael Sam and Coney Ealy have left. So
what about you?
I got Florida.
I'm not a suit in college football, so.
Okay. Well, there you go. Wow. Oh, Tennessee's home to App State, Virginia Tech, home to Ohio, home to Florida, at Georgia, at A&M, home to Alabama, at South Carolina, home to Tennessee Tech, Kentucky at home, Missouri at home, and at Vanderbilt. Okay, Cupcakes Central there. I'm going to go with Florida as well because they open up at UMass, home to Kentucky, home to North Texas, at Tennessee. That's going to be the game to decide who wins the East. At Vanderbilt, home to LSU, tough game. Home to Missouri, home to Georgia. At Arkansas, will probably be a tough one. Home to South Carolina, home to Presbyterian, and at Florida State. So if they win the game against Tennessee, they could go undefeated and at least have a chance for undefeated season against Florida State.
Until they get to the SEC championship game, which they will get waxed by whoever comes out of the West. Because the West is loaded.
All right, so we're both going with Florida. Alabama in the West, you got Alabama, Arkansas, Auburn, LSU, Mississippi State, Ole Miss, and Texas A&M. Don't forget, Alabama lost a lot of players.
And all they did was grab 42 more Under Armour All-Americans. So Alabama will be just fine. And you know they'll be right there in the mix at the end of the season. LSU, Leonard Fournette, that's all you have to say. Ole Miss, Chad Kelly came back. He is the best quarterback probably in the SEC. So Ole Miss, you have to watch out for them. Mississippi State's probably going to be terrible next year because no Dak Prescott.
And I hope the cowbell's taken away.
I think Texas A&M is awful this year. The program is in such turmoil right now. I don't know what's going on with Kevin Sumlin and them down there. But losing all the recruits they have lost, I think they take a big step back. I think Auburn is better this year. I think they started to figure it out at the end of the season, and I think they come out and they have a better year this year as well. I'm going to take LSU to win the SEC West just because of Fournette and the quarterback, the young quarterback.
Jeffries.
Yeah. I think this is
Jordan
name.
Jeffries.
I thought it was like Travis or something. I don't know his name. I'm sorry, LSU fans. But this will be his second year under this offensive system. I know they're trying to do some new offensive things this year. I think LSU comes out of the West and they have a chance to play for the national championship because they'll win the SEC championship game and they'll be in the playoff.
You think LSU will win everything?
They'll be in the playoff. I don't know if they'll win at all because in the playoff, there will be three other top-flight schools that they'll have to compete with.
Brandon Harris, right?
That's him.
Brandon Harris?
Yes. Right. That's him.
All right. LSU, they play home to Wisconsin, home to Jacksonville State, home to Mississippi State at Auburn. It's going to be a tough one. Home to Mizzou at Florida, home to Southern Miss. Home to Ole Miss, home to Alabama, at Arkansas, home to San Antonio, Texas, and Texas A&M to finish the season. Man, I mean, if you win the game against, you know, the biggest game is Alabama.
Always.
Home, you're on the road at Auburn. Yeah, you're playing at Auburn. You win that game. So I could see that deciding.
And then don't forget the Ole Miss game.
Yeah, Chad Kelly. Auburn's got Clemson. Arkansas State, Texas A&M, LSU at home, Louisiana Monroe, Mississippi State on the road, home to Arkansas at Ole Miss. That's going to be a tough one against Chad Kelly. Vanderbilt at Georgia, Arkansas A&M, and then at Alabama to finish the season.
And Arkansas is good, too. Let me not forget to mention Arkansas. They had a good season last year, and they're returning most of their pieces, didn't they?
Yep. I'm going to go – I don't know if LSU is going to be able to do it, but I'll go with LSU as well. So we both got LSU and Florida in championship.
And one thing Alabama doesn't do is win back-to-back.
Yeah, they. I think they struggled this year with the pieces they lost. All right, well, there you go. College football, we'll break it down some more. Next week we will do the Pac-12.
Ooh, I love the Pac-12.
I want to save the Big 12 for last because it's last.
No love for the Big 12, huh?
No. You got Oklahoma and 10 other teams, or 9 other teams this year. Let's go into two words for you.
And if you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Two words. Derek Fisher tweeted out he isn't done playing basketball yet. Turns 42 in September.
Stay retired.
I can't wait.
Gloria Barnes.
Matt Barnes. I can't wait. Oh, I can't wait to see the gladiators go at it on the basketball court. I can't wait.
He said he'd even go play in China. I think you better go play in China because when Matt Barnes sees you on the court, guess what's going to happen? He's going to punch you in the eye again.
Can we sign him to a 10-day contract just to have him face Matt Barnes in a game? Where is Matt Barnes playing at now?
Isn't he still in Memphis? I don't know.
What if Memphis signs him?
No, do not do it in practice. I need to see it. No, don't do it in practice.
We need like the malice we need a basketball game. We need the video footage.
We need a basketball game happen. We need this happen during a game.
Matt Barnes switches out to Derek Fisher. Derek Fisher shoots a three, and instead of Matt Barnes going to try to contest the shot, he just goes straight clotheslines. Derek Fisher out there. Man, that would be fun.
Sacramento Kings. He signed a contract with the Kings.
So we need Derek to go Fisher play for to Lakers. Go sign with the Lakers.
Come on, man. Just for a year. I only need you for 10 days. Do one game.
Just till they play the Kings.
Yeah, just exactly. One game. Exactly. That's all we need.
Make sure we get him in, Luke Walton.
Can you imagine that? Oh, that would be worth the mission right there. Martellus Bennett says he hated Jason Witten. He appreciated his game, but always hated him. Stop hating.
Yeah, that's all we can say for that. Stop hating.
Martin. Oh, I was going to agree because, yeah, how can you hate Jason Witten?
Because he was starting in front of him.
Yep.
If you were better than Jason Witten, you would have beat him out for the job, wouldn't you?
You got anything else? Suicide Squad comes out tonight.
Can't wait.
Harley Quinn.
Download.
Mr. J.
NFL Hall of Fame weekend 2016.
Tom Jackson.
Don't care.
For me, it's all about TJ retiring after
29 years.
29 years with ESPN after he does the Hall of Fame induction ceremony this Saturday. He's going to be missed, man. I can't watch NFL Sunday Countdown and see Chris Berman and not see Tom Jackson sitting beside him, man. It's just going to throw my life into like a topsy-turvy or something.
Maybe Chris Berman will finally retire.
Well, let me tell you, and I think this is the last I don't think I'll watch this year. Because I love watching Chris Carter, Ray Lewis, Tom Jackson. The three of them together was great. And really, they know football. And Chris Berman, I watched it just because everybody else was there. All right, but
nobody watches anything because of Chris Berman.
Tom Jackson, dude, got to give hats off. 29 years at ESPN, stepping to the side. Always loved listening to Tom Jackson talk about football.
Is it a consensual step to the side, or does it feel like it's a forced?
It almost feels like a force because if you watch ESPN lately, there's been a lot of men that's been pushed out and women pushed in. I mean, to a point.
Oh, so they're going to put a former Cowboys player on the panel?
Randy Moss is already on there. Which is nothing wrong with that, by the way.
They still got Keyshawn Johnson.
Right.
Right? They added
Mike Ditka, you still got
the coach.
I mean, seriously.
I mean, they'll be fine, but.
Really? I don't think so.
You know how people are. People don't like change. I don't want change to my NFL countdown, my NFL primetime
show.
Tom Jackson, Ray Lewis, man. I mean, I'm telling you. But
just so professional.
Yeah. Yeah. Never got overstepped in line or anything.
That jacked up segment used to be the best segment.
That and Come On Man.
And now you can't even do either one because both of the guys that did it are gone. Yeah. Are y'all going to still do Come On Man without Chris Carter?
Nope. Come on.
You can't.
You can't.
You can't.
But Chris Carter, if you want to come on here and do a Come On Man show every week with me, I'm fine with that.
We'll call you up, man.
Yeah.
We'll pay you.
Yeah. We'll send you
some Monopoly money.
I'll send you some free baseball tickets.
We'll send you some funds in your Bitcoin account.
You know, if you want to come to Charlotte, we'll give you some baseball tickets. I'll go with you if you want, man. I mean, but, you know, if you want the tickets to go by yourself, go ahead.
You can get some Panthers tickets. We got some Panthers tickets you can get.
Where you going to get Panther tickets from?
I'm looking at the man that's going to give me some Panther tickets.
How is my man offering my Panthers tickets to somebody else already?
I thought we had that understanding.
Chris Carr, you heard that?
Non-divisional game.
Yeah. Against the Eagles.
You can have the 49ers tickets when they come. You can have the Vikings tickets when they come to town. You'll probably be in town anyway. Come on.
Yeah, he ain't watching that. Then we got the Bennett brothers saying Sam Bradford is today's Joe Montana.
Ah, smoking crack.
You know they're joking, right? They were being sarcastic when they said it. Smoking crack is your two words, all right?
Nice try.
It's true. No, I'm just kidding. Injury plague.
Huh? Next Romo.
No, dude, that is not even close. That is not even close. You can't even compare Sam Bradford to Tony Romo.
Yeah, he's
close.
Actually played more games than Tony Romo the last 2 years.
No, you cannot. No, he hasn't. He hasn't. You, dude, I'm telling you, all right? You're picking a fight with a bear. But anyway, let's go into Bon Voyage. You got any Bon Voyages?
To this week's episodes of BSS Carolina. As always, thank you for listening, joining us on Periscope. We appreciate it. To our sponsors, the Attitude Broadcasting Company, we love you guys, man. Y'all are freaking awesome. Let's give a shout out to the Connecticut School of Broadcasting. If you've ever had a dream about being in radio or TV, call 1-800-TV-RADIO or check out the website at gocsb.com.
And you can do what we're doing. I mean, I'm just saying.
You can always come on the show, man. Just hit us up. We'll let you up in here.
Call us first.
Please.
Don't just show up.
You show up, I'm going to kick you in the belly, punch you in the teeth, slam you down to the hard concrete.
Well, at least give us an hour notice before you show up.
Yeah. Do you got any?
Bon Voyage, Mets chances of winning the division.
Wow.
How many games back?
7.
September is over. The past few years have been crazy. 7-8 games in September have dissipated.
With your pitching, you got a chance, I think. But don't.
I mean, we know Matt Harvey's done.
Zach Wheeler's not out back yet.
Syndergaard's still there, right?
But
DeGrom's there.
DeGrom's still there.
Matt's is there.
Matt's got lit up last night.
It happens. Can you trade 1-3 pitchers Dodgers in?
Who you got to trade for?
How close do the Mets need to be?
You got nobody.
We'll give you Crawford and Pig.
How close do the Mets need to be to the Nationals by September 1st to make you believe that they can pull it out?
Man, beginning of September, they need to be like 2 or 3 games back for me.
If they're 2 or 3 games back, you'll feel like...
I'll feel like, you know what? They might be able to pull it out. Okay. I just don't see it.
I'm telling you, Puig and
The only good news I've heard in the last month is... that Lucas Duda is not going to be back probably for the rest of the year.
No Duda.
No Duda, no chance.
Guy's a waste at first base. I'm glad they got Loney, a real first baseman.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Hey, he's hitting 285.
Yeah, okay. You know who's hitting better than 285? Daniel Murphy's hitting 350.
Daniel Murphy.
Too bad he looks like one of the Bad News Bears out in the field.
Hey, yeah, he can look how he wants, but he's still hitting 350 with 21 home runs, 80 RBIs. For me, I got former Texas A&M linebacker, sad news, Antonio Armstrong dies after being shot by 16-year-old son.
Damn.
Yeah. Last
damn.
Week.
Tragic.
Yeah. Royals placed Wade Davis on the DL. That's the reason he wasn't traded. One of the reasons. Retired Amari Stoudemire agrees to deal with Israel-based team. Chargers wide receiver Stevie Johnson tore his meniscus, may be season-ending, which the season started, so he probably won't play. Cowboys backup Kellen Moore broke his right fibula. Trent Richardson, the Hall of Fame running back, released by the Ravens.
Poor guy.
Him and Jamarcus Russell, and there's a few others. Ryan Leaf, Heath Shuler will always live in infamy as super bust. Just super bust. Tim Couch.
Is he completely done?
He's NFL? Done. He's done. The Ravens need a running back.
Did you hear Trent Richardson is the first legally blind running back?
Is he?
In the NFL. No, I'm
kidding. We knew something was wrong.
Then, last but not least, Dodgers pitcher Clayton Kershaw moved to the 60-day DL, can't return until August 27th. So, I'm hoping the pitching can hold up until then. We'll see. The Giants keep losing.
If
like
the Giants
that.
Keep losing, you'll be just fine.
Yeah, they're 3-7 last 10. We're 5-5. So, hey, every week.
I think the Giants will get back on that winning streak sooner than the Dodgers will, though.
Oh, no, they will. But I'm hoping we catch them before then. But anyway, that is all our – and, of course, I got to say it again, Tom Jackson, thank you. I hate he's stepping to the
You
side.
Got jacked up. Yeah.
But, you know, anyway, thank you, Tom Jackson. Thank you, everybody on Periscope, for listening. Follow us on Twitter at BSS Carolinas. Listen to us on iHeartRadio, iTunes, Spreaker, and Stitcher Radio.
Always, sports is life.
And you can catch us everywhere.
Side piece.
See you later.
Later.
Go, 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 shorty. It's your birthday. We gon' party like it's your birthday. We gon' sip a Cardi like it's your birthday. And you know we don't give a fuck if that's your birthday. You can find me in the club, bottle full of bub. Look, mommy, I got the X. I'm in the taking drugs. I'm in the having sex. I ain't in the making love. So come give me a hug. Get in the getting rough. You can find me in the club, bottle full of bub. Look, mommy, I got the X. I'm in the taking drugs.